T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, here's the thing. You know, locker room since I was in high school, right? That's when you first start getting in the locker room. That's the first time. High school, right, is the first time you got to change clothes, gym class, possibly take a shower in school. I was never really comfortable taking a shower in school unless it was after school, right? If it was after basketball practice, football practice, you know, for some reason, my teammates, I felt a little more comfortable around, but obviously.
Did people take showers after gym?
I think some people did. Like, some people needed to.
When I was in middle school, we had our gym teachers were older gym teachers, right? Mm-hmm. So they would. I remember one in particular, Mr. Murphy, would always turn on the water, and then everybody would be like, "Man, we were just playing kickball. We don't need to take a shower," right?
Well, again, in high school, it's a little different, right? It's a little different, and so you may get some that want to go in there and get a quick little, you know, 7-minute shower, get in and get out of there, you know. But anyway,
football makes more sense because you're out there for 2 hours.
Athletics is what really got me used to being around, you know, being around guys in the locker room and being totally naked. So it's never really been my thing. I've always tried to keep a towel on me. You know, that's just the way that I roll. But there's always a couple guys that
there's naked guys.
Yeah, they want the Frankenbeans flying everywhere, you know, as they walk up and down the locker room. Anyway, it's like in college, you get some young guys, they think it's funny to run around the locker room that way. So you get some guys that will run through the locker room like that.
So from a,
there's always one or two guys that'll do that.
From the whether it's LA Fitness or Bally's or whatever, Frank's right, Frank Glenside's right. There's always, and it's normally the older guys that are sitting there, like, they'll have their leg up on the bench, like rubbing their calf, and it's like, yo, dude, you put your pants on before you do that. Put a pair of boxer shorts on.
Oh, well, that's the good
thing.
The
old guys like to be nude.
But see, that's the good thing, right? That's why when you're young, you're conscious of it, right? You're like, okay, maybe, and then, you know, you get in the pro locker room, and, you know, obviously you get female reporters in there, and you get some idiots that, you know,
they want to run around because they know they're coming
in the locker room. Yeah, they want to run around the locker room naked because they know female reporters are in there.
Yeah, I've heard that.
To the point of the, like, an LA Fitness or YMCA and the older guy, this is the great thing that I can't wait to experience of being older. You don't give a damn. So, like, when you're in your 70s or your 60s and you just came out of the sauna and you're sweating and you got your Frankenbeans hanging all the way down to the damn ground, you don't care.
Well, you should.
But you don't. You don't care, man. As you get older, you don't care. Remember the scene from Life? Right?
No.
When they were older and they made it to the nursing home, and the guy was sitting over there, and he was sitting there, and Eddie Murphy and them, they just got their Jell-O for snack, and he's sitting over there with his house coat wide open, just exposing himself.
Yeah.
Because when you're older, you don't care. You don't care.
Yeah, you're right. You care less.
Yeah, you don't care, man. So,
all right,
you go in those locker rooms at the LA Fitness, just understand, those older gentlemen, they've earned the right through being elder statesmen to basically let it hang where they want to let it hang at.
I just think they don't have
time to be covering up for everybody.
I just think the old guys, the culture of the locker room when they grew up was you're in the locker room, you're naked, that's just what you do. All right, quickly, give me an eagle or two that love to run around naked in the locker room. Can we guess? Ben, who would you think for Mike's team's running around naked? It wasn't five. I couldn't see five doing it.
Ike.
Yeah.
No, Ike already said that it wasn't him. Trot.
I wouldn't even do interviews without a shirt on.
I could see Hugh maybe being nude, trying to make people uncomfortable. Big Hugh. Corners. Probably a corner running around thinking he looks good.
No, it's normally
guys. Give me a position.
It's normally guys that
T.O. like to run around naked.
Like, here's what I'll tell you. guys that don't need that type of reassurance, they feel confident in themselves, they don't need to do that.
Right. Yeah. So maybe an offensive skill position player, you'd say, may have done it.
Maybe a lineman. Or two.
Or two. We'll ask Trey. Will spill the beans coming up next Tuesday. We'll get him to say.
He might. Yeah, you never know with him. He don't care.
All right, who we got here? Doug in Delaware. Doug's on with Marks and Reese. What's up, Doug?
Hey, gents. How you guys doing?
How are you, buddy?
What up, Doug?
Fantastic. I got a little theory here, right? And it faces like the character of Nick Foles, right, on why he might stay. Remember the game in Oakland where he had 7 touchdowns?
Yep.
Yeah, my understanding was the coaches went up to him and asked him, you know, hey, do you want to stay in the game and possibly break the record and be the all-time, touchdowns in a game? Or, you know, do you want to let the backup go in? And he said, let the backup go in. I think that's a guy who's not a type A, all about me personality, and he really doesn't think he was worthy of being a quarterback to throw 8 touchdowns in one game.
No.
So, you don't like it?
No, go ahead. Continue. I want to hear the end.
No, I'm just saying he's not a type A guy. He really doesn't think he's a starter at this level, you know? Maybe now that he got a Super Bowl win, it'll change his mind. I just think deep down in his heart, he's more about the team. He's selfless, and he likes the circumstances rather than the money.
All right. So because the Eagles are in cap problems, he'll sign an extension. What do you think per year, Doug? You think $2 million per year is acceptable?
Well,
he doesn't really need the money,
He'll be the top-paid backup, that's for sure. And, you know, not only that, you know, let's think about Steve DeBerg. Y'all remember him?
Yeah.
Greatest backup quarterback ever, played 21 years in the league.
Yeah, absolutely.
His head's not scrambled up from being hit all the time. I think maybe that's what Nick might want to do.
Ike, your thoughts. Thanks, Dougie. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I think Nick wants to be a starter. Like, what do you think Nick would say if you ask him, would he rather be a starter or a backup? Like, what do you think he would say?
He wants to be, all else being equal, he wants to be a starter.
Okay. That's so simple then.
Yeah. Of course he does.
Yeah. If you ask him, do you think he's going to say, no, I prefer to be a backup? No.
No.
He's going to say, I prefer to be a starter. That's what he's going to say. So everybody trying to conjure up these theories where Nick is this humble guy and he's perfectly okay with being a backup and that's what he would rather be than be a starter. You're not giving the guy credit for being a competitor.
No, it's a little disrespectful at this point to just
really
say that he's fine with being a backup because
really
he was never good enough before.
Yeah, and that's what you're saying, really.
It's what you're saying, yep.
You're saying he doesn't really have confidence in himself to be a starter. He would rather be a backup.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't believe he can be a starter. He believes what he did was a fluke.
Yeah.
Like, that's basically what you're saying. So why would I want to go somewhere else and prove that it wasn't a fluke? I would rather stay here and be a backup behind Carson Wentz. And let Carson be a starter.
By the way, these are all good questions for the Ike Juice Hotline. 215-625-6586. Ike, good time to get in. 215-625-6586. Leave your message.
So even those of you who claim to like Foles or love Foles and want him here, the reasons it doesn't say to me that you believe Nick is a quarterback that can be a starter. Now, if you think Nick is a backup and that's all he is, then that's fine. But that doesn't mean that's what he thinks.
Would you think you were a backup after being the Super Bowl MVP and outdueling Tom Brady?
Dude, I feel like I wasted 8 years of my career being a backup.
Yeah. Yeah, you feel like that this,
okay,
this is actually the perfect time.
If I'm being honest, I'll say 5 years of my career. 6 years of my career.
Yeah.
6 years, yeah.
Yeah.
First 2 years, I probably wasn't ready to be a starter, and that final year, it was a wrap.
We have some texts on the the text line, 888-729-9494. First, I have one from James Seltzer, who says that Brian Braman used to walk around nude every day in the locker room, cupping his what did you call him before?
Frank and Beans.
What do you have on the text line there, Ben?
We got Matt Frout from Mount Laurel who says, this is so true. Like, there's a guy at my gym who blow dries his whatever term you just used.
I've seen that.
And management does nothing. And then this one comes from Sal from Norristown. He wants to know, do you think Brent Musburger cares about being naked in a locker room?
Nope.
That's Brent, awesome.
Brent rolls up in this country club. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Imagine all those guys at the golf club, man, at the golf course.
Yeah, but so the first text said that management doesn't do anything about him What do you want management to do? He's not exposing himself in the middle. He's in the locker room.
Oh, dude, we had a dude that used to shave and blow dry himself too. Like right there standing in the sink.
I've seen the blow drying.
Yeah, we had one of those guys
before.
Too.
I have seen the blow drying with the hair dryer before, yeah. Which really, I mean, you know, that's listen. You'll never see me. I don't care if I'm 108 years old. You're never going to see me in a locker room doing anything close to that. 888-729-9494. Exactly.
I knew that was coming.
So you said an offensive lineman used to parade around naked.
I didn't say an offensive lineman.
Yeah, you did.
I just said a lineman.
Oh, you said a lineman. A yeah. Hugh. Has to be Hugh. That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know.
He's giving me the poker face. He's not letting on. Well, we're going to get into this. Hey, Ben, why don't you tweet at Hugh and ask if he was one of the guys running around naked in the locker room.
All right, at Big Hugh 53, did you used to run naked in the locker room?
In the Eagles locker room. Everybody tweet him out there. 888-729-94. I love you. I want you to come back here so he can come on one day a week.
He's going to think I said that he used to do that. Do not tag me in that tweet.
Well, you know, you didn't say him.
At Ike 58 Reese.
I didn't say anybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.